It's no secret congressional Republicans hate Obamacare. They've cast more than 40 votes to either repeal, dismantle, or defund the law, which was upheld by the Supreme Court. But with government funding running out, some conservatives say the party has new leverage to make a stand and cut off the health law's resources. That threatens a government shutdown because Democrats control the White House and Senate. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says now the ball is in the Senate's court.
The question is, are the conservative leaders in the United States Senate willing to make that fight? They're the ones who ultimately have the ability to make that fight. We don't control the Senate.
Griffith says he's ready to toss his support behind any Senate Republicans who play hardball.
Well, that's a very tough vote, obviously. It's something that you don't want to do. And that's why I have to wait and see what happens in the Senate. Certainly will support my Senate colleagues if that's a decision that they make. And they make the fight to defund Obamacare and make this the battle.
Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman wasn't in Congress during the government shutdown in the 90s, but he felt its impact from his perch as the mayor of Montrose. Whitman says shutting down the government would be terrible.
And it didn't take long. You know, initially it starts out slow, but boy, it builds steam really quickly. And I heard from a lot of folks back then about what the impacts were going to be. They were concerned about the impact on the state economically, on local governments economically. So it was something that was big.
While he doesn't support a shutdown, Whitman still defends his vote for the legislation to defund Obamacare that has a veto threat hanging over it.
We have to have the debate about the Affordable Care Act. It will continue. I think we also have to make sure we do the responsible thing and keep government running. So I think we can do both of those simultaneously. Obviously, there'll be a lot of back and forth on this, but that's good. I mean, we ought to have that discussion and back and forth on these major policy issues.
The only Republican in the House who opposed the measure was Virginia Congressman Scott Ridgel. While he's no fan of the health care law, his vote was a protest against the short-term funding bills that seem to just inch Congress along from crisis to crisis.
This particular issue evokes in me some of my deepest resentment and frustration with the overall institution itself.
Ridgel represents a lot of military personnel and government contractors. He asked party leaders to cancel their August break to hammer out a long-term spending plan. Ridgel says that would have been better than passing another short-term spending bill.
They damage our military. They make what limited funds we have far less efficient. These are not without adverse consequences.
Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran says he doesn't see much room for compromise with most House Republicans.
Oh, I don't think the chances are any better than 50-50 that the government will be open as of October 1st. I think there may very well be a government shutdown.
But Moran adds that he thinks Virginia and the nation may actually fare better under a shutdown scenario where the two parties are eventually forced to compromise and undo sequestration.
Frankly, a government shutdown is better than reverting to a long-term sequestered level of funding.
House leaders canceled a scheduled recess this week because current funding only lasts until September 30th, and the two parties have yet to negotiate an agreement to keep the government's lights on. I'm Matt Laszlo.